Yeah, somebody said that.
Said it.
Somebody said it. No, I think everybody would think that tea is wrecked when it's too strong. Yeah, if you finish grading it, give it to me. Would you say butla daito if I think this is pugum and most people don't? Yeah, I think we would say butla daito. But in this case, I assume most people, including me, would think that tea that's twice as strong as it's supposed to be is worse. Okay, so. Okay, no problem.
You want, I can fold like this, is that okay?
It's fine. Okay, now, one last.
I had to run multiple choices in here, but I just wrote.
Perfect. Okay, now, before we start Siman Kuf Zayin, 1.2 questions were asked in the first Chazara on Monday that I told you I would get back to. Number one is, how do we paskin in terms of all the marshals? So, first question, Dover Gush, right? Halacha l'maisa, this is actually a very practical question. Halacha l'maisa, do we have to be choshesh for shitas marshal by Dover Gush? So, if you look at the Chachmas Adam, at the end of Klal Samech, the very last sentence, he says that we are mekel b'makom hefsin meruba, but shelo b'makom hefsin meruba, we're choshish for the marshal by Dover Gush. And this is also the psak of the Badei HaShulchan, Simen Kufhei, Sif Kata Nun Vav. Now, it makes sense that here we would tend to be a little more machmir, because here, as opposed to, let's say, the Marshal by Kli Sheni, which the Shach was Docha B'Shtei Adayim, here the Shach agreed to it. However, I asked Rabbi Willig, and he said, no, we're Mekel, Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim B'Yad Ramah. Almost the Parshas HaShavua, actually. There we go. So we follow the Ramah, and it's Mutter. It's also, as we noted, the Grabrat Rayos Toshitas HaRama. We are Mekel. L'chatchila, okay, you should be Machmir. But B'diavad, we would be Mekel for Davar Gush. And I believe, I once, a couple of years ago, spoke to Rabbi Simon about this. This is also how the way he paskins. Even Shalom B'makom Hefsid Meruba, even B'makom Hefsid, right, Willig was said, even B'hefsid Ma'at, we would be Mekel. Yeah.
So
come on, we're done.
No,
l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. But he wasn't even so worried about that. And Hilchos Shabbos, we're definitely machmir l'chatchila. For Yoredeya l'chatchila, it's pretty rare you would do it. So yes, l'chatchila, probably you shouldn't put a hot piece of meat on your milchika plate. But if you did, you're set. Okay. No.
Ain't Yatzaladispo?
Even if it's Yatzaladispo. Oh, if it's less than Yatzaladispo?
I'm not saying nothing. What the chomer about Ain't Yatzaladispo?
Oh, no. Oh, that for sure we're not machmir for. I don't think. Even, again, the shach doesn't. I don't think we're machmir. Okay, number two. The other practical chomer, the marshal, is klisheni. So here the Badei HaShulchan is a little more lenient. This is in Simen Kofei Sifkat and Lametes. He says it's mutter b'makom hefsed. You don't need a hefsed meruba. Hefsed muat, you could be makel, and he thinks even without a hefsed, you could be makel for... Sorry. I shouldn't say hefsed. The Badei HaShulchan has three levels. He has hefsed meruba, hefsed, and hefsed muat. So hefsed meruba, you could for sure be makel. Even hefsed, you could be makel. Hefsid muat, whatever that means exactly, he thinks you should be machmir unless it's an iser derabanan. If it's an iser derabanan and hefsid muat in a klisheni, you could be mekel. Fine. So that was the first question that came up on Monday. The next question that was brought up was the following question: the halacha is that, let's say I cooked something. I used a fleishig pot several days ago, and then a couple hours ago I cooked onions, and now I cook milchiks in that fleishig pot. Not an uncommon shayla. So l'chora, we would paskin that now everything is usher because the onions are mechalyalei l'shvach, and it's considered no sein tam l'shvach, and it would be usher. So the question is that the minhag among rabbanim that I've ever asked questions to is they will ask you, did you use your pot in the last 24? Did you cook fleishiks in the last 24 hours? Right. If your question is, I cooked milchiks in my fleishik pot. So rabbanim ask, did you cook fleishiks in the last 24 hours? And if the answer is no, they say it's mutter. So the question that you guys asked is, why don't I have to ask, did you use the pot for charif in the last 24 hours? So Rabbi Willig said, you don't have to ask such a question, even though you're right, if it did, and you don't have the tziruf of Rashi, so it would be aser b'diavad, you don't have to ask that question. It's enough to just ask, did you use it for meat in 24 hours? And the answer is no, it's mutter. Why? It's lo shchiach. Stam keli eino ben yomo anyway. And certainly it's stam keli eino ben yomo for davar charif. And anyway, you have in your back pocket, a lot of times, even if it was used within 24 hours, you'll have the sveik sveika. And moreover, the whole idea of the chumrah of mechayel l'shvach, as we said when we learned it, is a chumrah. And therefore, you don't have to be choshesh. So if they tell you that, I cooked onions a couple hours ago, then in a chanami, could be that it would be aser b'diaved. But a rav need not ask that question. As we saw when we discussed the whole sugya earlier about what questions Rav has to ask, right? So Rav only has to ask shchiach questions, and since this isn't shchiach, then I said, what do you mean? People have used their frying pan all the time.
What about ground spices, ground pepper? That's the shadow of it. Cumin pepper is considered not cumin pepper is considered ground pepper.
You don't usually, anyway, just fry straight ground pepper. Usually, you put pepper in a tavshil, and usually the tavshil that it's mixed into won't be charif. But anyway, the point is that you don't have to be choshesh. You don't have to ask. That was the psak of Rabbi Willig, and I asked Rabbi Schwartz also what he thought. He said the same thing. He said the minhag is not to ask, and that's the reason. Yeah.
I was wondering why did you ask if it was clean.
You should ask if it's clean.
Okay.
But that's almost always. People don't use dirty dishes anymore unless they use those cast iron things that I started talking about.
If it's a pie, then it's hard to clean those pots. It's it's very like it's lighter than.
No, I don't think so. Some pot that you used is clean. Unless you remember there being some newness.
It's not easy. You feel that stuff out. It's a little.
If it is, it is. But stam pots are clean. Even knives nowadays might be stomach clean. Yeah. If you want to ask, there's definitely nothing wrong with asking. The question is, do as a responsible posek, do you have to ask this question? And the answer is no. If you want to ask the question, I don't think it's an avera. There's nothing. I don't think there's anything wrong with being more thorough in machmir and the like. But you don't have to ask the shayla. You're not being irresponsible if you don't ask the question. Okay.
Can you be responsible for asking?
No, I mean unless it's a situation where you feel that asking too many questions will have a downside, then there's no reason. Then you could definitely ask it if you want to. There are times where I could imagine that you don't want to overwhelm the questioner, but generally speaking, if a yeshiva bachar asks you a shayla, if you ask him an extra question about davar charif, it's not a terrible thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking. Fine. Okay, so now we begin Simen Kuf Zayin. Simen Kuf Zayin, as you might have noticed, is a little bit confusing. So we'll spend some time, especially at the beginning, just trying to get the case, the various permutations of the cases in the Shittos down pat. So first, we will cite three versions of the case, and then we'll consider the three opinions on the three versions. So version number one is the Ramah's version. You poured out again, you have a pot with lots of heter fish and one iser fish. We'll first talk about fish, then we'll get to eggs a little later. So you first poured out most of the fish with the liquid, then you drained the remaining liquid from the pot, then you poured out the remaining fish. Now, we'll, for purposes of simplicity, though this won't always be the case, imagine that you poured out everything in sort of two batches. First batch and the second batch. So again, you poured out the first batch, which was rove, then you drained the water from the pot, then you poured out the second batch. So in this case, Rabbeinu Baruch is lenient, because you'll always have rove heter if the fish came out in the first batch, then everything's going to be okay. And if the fish came out in the second batch, so let's say you have 60 mutter fish, 40 usser fish, you'll also be okay. I'll pi rov. Okay. Second version of the case is in the shach, that you first poured out the liquid, then you poured out most of the fish, then you poured out the rest of the fish. Here too, the Rabbeinu Baruch makes a lot of sense. How could the Riva possibly be machmir? Because even if 40 fish became aser, but how do they aser the 60 other fish? So the shach says it must be that the Riva holds that baluas yotze below rotev. So the 40 fish become aser, right? Let's say they're sitting at the bottom of the pan or in the rotev.
It's still
so that is another answer that we could consider. Well, we'll get there. I sort of said, what does the shach say? Shach says it's because he's choshish balua yotze below rotev. You are correct. We could give a different answer, and in fact, there are achronim that give your very answer. Finally, the simple reading of the Beis Yosef is that you first poured out most of the fish with liquid, and then you poured out the remaining fish with liquid. Now, here you have to wonder why all the fish don't at least become usher kadei klipa. At least if you learn like Rabbeinu Baruch, meaning to say that when you're pouring in the second batch of fish with rotev, so you have 40 usher fish, plus you have rotev, and you have iroi, so all the fish should become usher kadei klipa. To which the Shah says, yeah, in achinami, when the Beis Yosef cites Rabbeinu Baruch as being mekel, he doesn't mean mutter to eat all of them, as we assume, as everybody else seems to assume. It means mutter beklipa. Taka, you would have to take a klipa from all the fish. So those are the three tziurim, right? And what are the three opinions? So opinion number one is the Riva, who's machmir. And then we have two lenient opinions. Opinion number two is Rabbeinu Baruch. And he says, even though we should be choshesh that some of the fish became usser, namely, we should be choshesh that the usser fish was in the second batch, but it's mutter al pi bittel berov. And then we have the third opinion, Rabbeinu Shimshon. Rabbeinu Shimshon says, no, you don't have to be choshesh that there's isser at all. Heter, 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 heter. You take out your squid, and all the fish are mutter. You don't have to be choshesh, mini squid. You don't have to be choshesh for anything, right? So they're both mekel, but Rabbeinu Baruch's mekel al pi bittel, and Rabbeinu Shimshon is mekel because mechatesi there was any isser here in the first place. So those are the three basics. Now we could get into the details. Okay, so let's go back to the first tzior, right? The first tzior. So let's say you start off with 100 heter fish, one isser fish, or we'll say 99 heter, one isser fish. And you pour out everything, you pour out 60 in the first batch, 40 in the second batch. So that's why Rabbeinu Baruch says, you're okay, al pi rov, you're okay, right? But what about the rotev? In other words, the second batch has, in the second batch, right, you poured out your 60, now you have a pot full of rotev, plus 39 heter fish, one isser fish. So that one isser fish assers all 39 heter fish. The rotev's also asser, assuming you don't have shishim. Well, why doesn't it asser when you pour it onto the second batch, onto the first batch? Answers the Ramah, because you drained out the liquid. Now, what if you only had, instead of 60 in your first batch, 50 in the first batch? You would also be okay, because as long as you have rove, right? And even if the fish, Isser fish came out in the first batch and you had 50 in the first batch, it would be okay, because that's a klisheni. What about if it was 40 and 40? So then, even according to Rabbeinu Baruch, you wouldn't have a problem, right? So, you need, for the het of Rabbeinu Baruch to work, you need roe fish to have come out in the first batch. And therefore, we say, manoshach, it's okay. If the iser came out in the first batch, so it's a cliche, nothing becomes aser. Or maybe a couple became aser through Iroi, but you're totally fine. And if it came out in the second batch, then you have rove. Good. What does the Riva hold according to the Ramah? So the Ramah doesn't tell you. It's not clear. Ramah makes Rabbeinu Baruch so convincing that we are left wondering why the Riva would aser it. So, so not clear. We'll get back to that question. Ramah doesn't tell you, he leaves you wondering. Now, we should also note that this whole sugya, this whole shayla, is only predicated on Hanan, right? If you don't hold of Hanan, you'll also be okay. Why? Because in the end of the day, you definitely have shishim keneged the tam of the iser. So it's only a shayla if you hold of Hanan. Shechanan by shari surin, right.
If you have the 40 fish that then fall in, if they were to aser and then could they clean, but then you wouldn't need chanan.
So that's correct. That even without chanan, under certain circumstances, you could have a klipish.
That's only if there's liquid coming out of the second match. Okay. Meaning to aser.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Fine. Now, let's say for a moment, yeah.
The mashmash of the Machaber is that he also is
masking,
there's a potential issue here. So
he also holds so what does the Machaber hold? So that's a very good point. Meaning to say, the Machaber says you shouldn't do this l'chatchila. Now what would be if you did it b'diavad? So who made the diak?
Taz
made the diak.
Like
right. So, because he doesn't say what the din would be b'diavad. Now, it could be for a different reason. It could be because you don't hold of Hanan. Or it could be, why would you be machmir l'chatchila? Because it's bittel iser l'chatchila. You're saying it's suffix bittel iser l'chatchila. So you're saying, well... good point. Right, that's actually probably why the Machaber leaves out the eggs, fish. Right, why does the Machaber only mention eggs? Because fish is mutter l'chatchila. Right, good point. Right, okay, good. Eggs. There's much fewer eggs. So we'll talk about why eggs are how eggs come out to be different. But eggs are less. You don't cook that many eggs at once.
The egg tummy is going to be the one, or the egg, whatever, the shisha froch is going to be in the second batch. If it's in the second batch, then it's pasha that it's biyasr because it's not shisha. That's the difference.
Correct.
But it's still suffix or chashash, but alma.
You're saying like this. If in the end of the day, b'diavad, we would be mekel, so why should you even be machmir l'chatchila? If you're saying that b'diavad, we would have to be machmir by eggs, right? Because he doesn't hold to the rash. So we would have to be machmir b'diavad by eggs. So then the Mechaber is telling you, in Eitz HaTaiva, wait for it to cool down, because otherwise you might get into trouble, right? But if you're going to say that b'diavad, it's going to be mutter anyway, right? And so then why do you have to be machmir l'chatchila to avoid it? And you'll say, because the bittel is, you don't know anything's here in the first place. You don't know there's a sir. You're definitely not machavin l'bittel. So why should it, if you're going to think that it's mutter b'diavad, why should you even have to be machmir l'chatchila? I think that's a good question. The answer that comes to mind is that it's a machlokas, a poskim, whether you could be mati or b'diavad. In other words, let's say the Mechaber will agree that, let's say, the Rash is mekel, Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rivar machmir, so l'chatchila, avoid the shayla. B'diavad will be so mech on the Rash. Now, you don't have to say that diuk also. It's not, I wouldn't say... It's a diuk she'en alav tshuva. Could, right? You could have said, from the fact that the Mechaber says l'chatchila, you should take it out this way to avoid the problem, that indicates because otherwise, b'diavad, it would be aser. Otherwise, there's no reason for him to tell you l'chatchila. So, not 100% clear.
And it would be aser because of the mitzvah of l'chatchila?
No, it would be aser.
Because otherwise...
It would be aser if you learned that the Mechaber would aser b'diavad, he's telling you an eitz ha'tova. Eitz ha'tova, take your eggs out only after you've cooled them. Because if you don't, you're going to end up there's a good chance you'll end up offering all your eggs, b'diavad.
Why would you end up offering all your eggs?
Because there's no, you hold like a bin of broth. There's no rove.
It's sharis.
You don't need chanan by eggs, right? You only need chanan by fish. And that's why the Mechaber doesn't even mention fish. Okay. Good. Now, what would happen... If you want to open it up, but the Mechaber is talking about a case where you cooked a bunch of eggs,
yeah,
and he says, I have an Eitzah. Instead of...
He tells you one. He says that the one which has Ezra will be in the second batch.
Might be in the second batch. You don't know which one. After you've taken everything out, you won't know which batch it's in.
Why is that?
Because you can't tell. There's a big pile of eggs, and you don't know which... Yeah, you don't know if this came out in the first batch or the second batch.
Let's say it's the top one.
If you could figure out...
Let's say you go to eat, now you have 100 eggs, or whatever, 15 eggs now. You eat the top one.
So now, if you found that then you're in trouble, because then everything that came out the second batch is aser.
And the glass there, we'll make sure. Lo kadai lasot ze kacha.
But it's going to be...
הוא כותב, בשביל ככה, שם הייתם נשאר עשר שיש בו הפרח עם האחרונות, והייתם עושה עשר בשביל לא היה נשאר משם שיש בו מהתלום.
He doesn't tell you whether you actually thirst for that in a given case.
He said, that's why you should always put in the cold water.
There's a way that it could become us, it doesn't mean that you would...
That's a good reason to do his procedure. If you're asking why the Shulchan Aruch have halacha about this case, not because it's Yisrael Chachila, simply because there is a mitzias in which you will ask her up a good batch of eggs, simply because of this.
So you're giving a different answer. I was saying the reason why you shouldn't do this l'chatchila is because if you end up discovering a non-kosher egg, so then all of your eggs are going to be unkosher.
Because
only the osar achronos would be osar.
I think you could say much more simple to go to osar that then.
So you could say that. I have no objections to your pshat. My hesitation is that the Mechaber is making up his own halacha, that it has nothing to do with really any of the Makoros that this is coming from. In other words, the Makoros don't say that. The Makoros all talk about a case of where you...
The Makoros also don't say what to do with Akhila.
No, but...
It's my decision to do it.
So your halacha is he has to be coming off this mag.
No one else has it.
Okay, but I don't know, he's not saying Fager, he's telling you, maybe he can't be like...
Could be he's making up his own thing. Yeah. I don't think that's wrong, I just think it seems more likely that's what he's coming off of the sources. And even if it's not just the smug, the point is that the standard case is that they'll become usher because they'll get intermingled afterwards. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Fine. Now, the Ramah said we're talking about a case where you poured off the liquid, right? What happens if you didn't pour out the liquid? Meaning to say, you first poured out 60 fish, and then you poured out 40 fish, right? And we're choshesh that the usher fish was among the 40. So what's going to be the halach in that case? So the pashtus is that the other fish should become usher b'chdei klipa. Why? Like every case of Iroi Micham Latzonein. And that's the view of the Shach in our Simen. Right? So you'd actually, unless there's Shishim connected to the Rotev, you'd dump out the Rotev, and all the fish would become Aser Bechdei Klipa. And that's what the Shach says. There's two other opinions. The second opinion is the Marshal. It's cited in Taz Sif Katan Dalad. The Marshal says everything is going to be okay. And that's why you don't have to make the ukimta the Ramah that you dumped out the liquid in between. Why? It seems like he's saying that when it comes to Iroi Mikli Rishon, even though we assume Iroi is Kikli Rishon Lagabe Klipa, we don't fully say it. We don't assume that it's Maflit Umavliya Ke'achad. And therefore, even if there is Rotev, there's no way that one fish could ask for another fish. or even the water that's aser could aser the fish. Because right? So that's the Marshal's big kula, which the Shach rejects. And then there's the Rama. The Rama implies, and the Shach makes this diuk, that they would all become aser. Meaning to say, again, you had 40 fish with rotav that are aser, and 60 fish that are mutter, and you pour them, so they all become aser. So the Shach says, why in the world do they all become aser? It shouldn't aser more than a klipa. We're only talking about Iroi. That's the Shach's question on the Rama. So the Minchas Yaakov and the Tzvi Letzadik and other Achronim say that you see that the Rama holds of the following fascinating chiddush, which is, when do we say that Iroi is only asers a klipa? That is only if you're pouring from something hot into something cold. Why? Ademekar le bala porta, and it's limited to a klipa. It's confined to a klipa. But when you're pouring from something hot to something hot, now it's true, halachically it's not hot because it's a klisheni, but still, since it's hot, it's not going to cool it down, or it's not going to cool it down quickly, and therefore the iser, in this case the 40 fish, have the capability of asering all 60 fish, they all become aser.
Think
it'd be worse than kulo aser?
You think it would be worse than it would be, the bottom would be cold because the heat is transmitting the iser.
It is worse, that's his point. If the bottom was cold, it would be klipa, but because the bottom is hot, even though it's a klisheni, it's kulo aser. That's exactly what the Rama says. It's good we did this right after Kuf Hei.
The Rama was not a case of water.
No, so that's the point. The Rama says you poured out the water in between.
Right.
Because if you didn't, sounds like he says it would be kulo aser.
So in that case, the diuk is because in the case of water, it's predicting.
If you poured out, the Rama says in Taras Chatas the following. If you, it must be, we're talking about a case where between the first pouring and the second pouring, you dumped the rotev out of the pot. Because if you didn't, you would need shishim. Meaning to say, without shishim, it would be kulo aser.
Meaning shishim would make sense if it was klipa.
Right. Now, the Shach says, why should it be kulo aser? It should be klipa aser.
Right.
And that's why the Shach rejects the Rama.
It could sound like being technically kulo aser, because if asers a lot of the klipa, then it's rov aser.
Right, so but then at most you just need to take a klipa off
right,
of everything. So it's not mefurish in the Rama. You could say that's what he means, but the simple reading of the Rama sounds
well,
like
he says in shishim, then it wouldn't make sense.
Right, and that's why. So that's what. So again, we missed this in Simon Kofei, but a very big chumrah coming out of the Rama over here in terms of iroi kli rishon.
Yeah, a couple things. One, does the klishen itself be as
lasbo? Presumably. Well, we most well have it to lalosif. We'll limit this to a cliche that's yatzaledisbo.
And
the svar would be therefore, since it's actually yatzaledisbo, it's not cooling down the things that are poured, so it's not ademeker le bala porta, and therefore it's bekulo.
And also the
it's taka, it's shver from the sugya and psachim, right? Because there luchar everything is hot. Who's saying achinami? Yeah.
In the Marshal, I didn't understand why. Even if your creation is not the Maguya, why wouldn't the water act?
Ah, why wouldn't the water? So this gets to the question of how you look at water. No. He's saying the water itself gets absorbed into the fish.
Right.
And should
an
asar a klipa. So if you have the water, but he's saying at the point of contact. So that's what you have to assume, which is that we assume that in terms of the water, everything gets like instantaneously mixed and is batal b'shishim. And then in terms of the fish, so then there's going to be, it's not mavli o mafli kechad. Right? Okay, fine. That the Marshal says that even though Iroi is kekli rishon, it's not mavli o maflet keachad even within that klipa. So for this to be aser, for the aser fish to aser a mutter fish, you need the tam to go out of the aser fish and enter the mutter fish.
It's not about the water. I mean, you're saying that the water, that it's kibbutz is bittul all across the...
In terms of the water, we assume everything gets mixed up immediately, mm-hmm. and the chishim keneged the rotav, so the water isn't going to aser the fish, al yidei iroi. And in terms of the fish asering the fish, al yidei iroi, so that you need maflut umavliya keachad. Okay, so let's turn to the view of the Rash. The Rash here is a fascinating position. So, Rabbeinu Shimshon, he's the first cited in the Smag, has a whole nother tzad lahatir. He says that we're not choshesh. Rabbeinu Baruch says, yeah, taka, you have to be choshesh that the aser fish was in the second batch, but still there's rov, says the Rash. No, you don't even have to be choshesh that the aser fish was in the second batch. Why? So the Smag himself, again, we'll note that the way the Smag is sometimes presented isn't always the Smag reason. The Smag himself says that the reason is that Hoil, that we assume, Amrinan d'isura beruba isa, meaning to say if you first poured out 50 fish and then you poured out 40 fish, so where is this squid? The squid's with the 50 fish, not with the 40 fish. Now if the squid was with the 50 fish, then nothing became aser. Right? Good. So that's the header of the Rash. So it turns out that even though the Rash and Rabbeinu Baruch are both being Matir Alpi Rov, it's a different Rov. Right? I don't know what you call it. Rabbeinu Baruch is Matir based off of Bittel Chad Betray. That's the Rov. Taka Sam became Aser, and it's Batel, like you said, Yavish B'Yavish Chad Betray. Mashen Kain, this is a different Rov. This is Isura Beruba Isa. Let's assume that the Isser is with the 50, not with the 40. Now, therefore, there are going to be nafkaminas between Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rash. So, one nafkamina is Rabbeinu Baruch is only going to, let's say the way the Ramah learns it, is only going to be matir if the rotev is nishpach in between the first pouring and the second pouring. If the rotev was not nishpach, it's going to be aser, as we noted. How aser? Whether it's going to be klipa, according to the Shach, or Kulo, according to the Ramah, whereas according to Rabbeinu Baruch, even if you didn't pour out the liquid in between, so it's going to be mutter. Isura. According to Rabbeinu Shimshon, According to Rabbeinu Shimshon, even if you didn't pour out the rotev in between, it's going to be mutter. Nafkamina number two, l'chora, is according to Rabbeinu Baruch, the pot will be aser, and according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, it won't be. Because according to Rabbeinu Baruch, we do have to be choshesh that the squid was in the pot with the 40, so in the middle of the pot's going to be aser. The fish will be mutter, you have to kasher the pot. According to Rabbeinu Shimshon, the squid went out the first time, the pot's heter gamor. And the Ramah implies, this is a third possible nafkamina, though this is debated, the Ramah implies that Rabbeinu Shimshon is matir even bebeitzim, and that's what the Marshal writes. And the Shach says no. If we're talking about Beitzim, then you can't be Machmir. Why? Because there's not going to be a rove keneged the 20 or 30 that remain. Meaning to say, usually you don't cook. We're talking about a case where in the second batch of 20, 30 eggs. Usually you don't cook 60 eggs at once, maybe on Pesach. But it's not so common. So therefore, assuming that the first batch is not larger than the second batch, which is going to typically be the case for eggs, so then you can't be machmir. So the Rash typically would still be machmir by eggs. And again, it sounds like the Ramah and the Marshal disagree. So we have to figure out why that would be. Now, it might be because we'll see shortly that the Ramah digs up a number of other kulas besides Isura Beruba Isa, and some of them might be more likely to be relevant in the case of the eggs. We'll get back to those shortly. Now,
what was the first nafkamina?
First nafkamina is you didn't pour out the water in between. Second nafkamina is the kli. Third nafkamina is the eggs. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Svara of Rabbeinu Shimshon is, it's good that everybody here just did Chazara, because you'll immediately be troubled by the fact that it's so ser what we learned in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kof Aleph, Siv Zayin. Over there, we said the exact opposite. We said you can't assume Isura Beruba Isa. Rather, you have to assume Kol Deparish Meruba Parish. So, therefore, if you learn in Simon Kuf Aleph, let's just review the case. The case is, let's say, you have 150 barrels, and Tzchatichavu L'Skabed, and, or the Davar Chashav, and one of them is Aser. And now, you take off 100 of the things, and you crush them, or you open them, so they're no longer Ru'il L'Skabed. Let's say you crush them. Right, so you have 149 heter chashav pieces of steak and one iser piece of steak. So it's chatich l'iskabed, when it's all 150 together, it's not batal. You take off 100 and you put them in the blender, and so now what's the halacha? So those 100, you're not allowed to do that. That's bitul iser l'chatchila. But if you did it, they'll all be mutter, right? Manafshach. If the iser is here, it's batal berov. And it's no longer chatich l'iskabed at this point, so it's mutter. But the other 50 remain aser. So we asked, why can't I say isura beruba isa? Odds are that the iser is with the 100, not with the 50, in which case all 150 should now be mutter. So the answer is, the Rush says it's aser, and the Marai explains why. Because we apply the principle of kol deparish meruba parish. So the 100 that were poresh are from the rove, so that means which ones were Poresh, 100 heter ones, which means we assume that the Isser is back with the 50. And this is basically, it's not the Chiddush of the Rush, it's an application of the Gemara and Zvachim. So if you said that logic over here, we should say the same thing. Kol Deparish Meruba Parish, the 60 fish that were Poresh are the 60 heter fish, and we should have to assume that the squid is with the remaining 40. So we shouldn't say Isura Beruba Isa, we should say Kol Deparish Meruba Parish. Remember, when we did Simon Kuf Aleph, we noted that this is one of the examples, one of the places where you see that Rove is not just statistics. Statistically speaking, of course you would assume that the Isser is with the 100, not with the 50. But it's how you ask the question. So the question is, here we're asking a different question. There's a stira between Simon Kuf Aleph and Simon Kuf Zayin. So the truth is that it's not just stira and Shulchan Aruch, but really it seems to be two opinions in the Gemara. And they're both in the same Gemara and Zvachim. And not only that, but the Rambam paskins both opinions. So we have the same stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, writes as follows. Nisarva b'meya, let's say you have a tabashel of Avodah Zarah that gets mixed in with 100 other tabos. V'nischalku, arboim l'makom echad, v'shishim l'makom echad. Now they get split up, 60-40. V'navlu arba in kulan l'tabos acheros, kulan mutaros. And then those 40 get mixed in with a bunch of other ones. Then you could, they're mutter. Why? Shani omer, osa hatabas ha'asura, Berubahi. I assume that where is the tabas? In the pile of 60 or in the pile of 40? Isura beruba isa. I assume it's in the pile of 60. So therefore, if the pile of 40 gets mixed in with something else, it's mutter. However, if the pile of 60 gets mixed in with something else, it's aser. That's what the Rambam paskens. Now that's exactly like what the Rash says in our sugya. Isura beruba isa.
The Rambam makes it even more meagre, no? The Rambam has an extra stage, according to the Rash, it's not necessary.
Well, that's because it's a Avodah Zarah, and so we need it to be a Sfeik Sfeika to be Mutter. The Rambam paskins said by Avodah Zarah, Safek Avodah Skochav, and Sfeik Sfeika is Mutter. So we need it to be a Sfeik Sfeika, which is why we need the second Karoves.
No, but if the Zarah were true, then Rove works in even Avodah Zarah. I mean, it's not. You don't need Sfeik Sfeika, Rove would be sufficient.
Right, so if you just had 60-40, so the 40 are Aser.
Because
it's not a Sfeik Sfeika.
And Rove does work in Avodah Zarah? Of course it was there.
No, because it's batal. It's rove, one and it's aser even echad be'elef. So just dividing it. So just dividing it isn't enough.
You don't have iser here. It's two different things.
I understand what you're saying.
The Rambam holds against the Rash. The Rambam holds a vayfa as far from the Rash.
Yeah.
The Rambam says something different. The Rambam said that
The Rash happens to quote this Gemara.
The Rambam calls the Gemara, fine. The
but the Rambam is paskening the Gemara, no?
The Rambam calls it a tli. It doesn't say that, there's a rule. The Rambam says omrina.
Shani omer osa tabasa sura birov hi.
Right.
So isn't that just isura beruba isa?
No, shani omer, no. Shani omer is a
tli. I mean, that's what the Gemara says. That
shani omer is a tli.
Shani Omer, right, that's what Isur Beruba Isa. We're Tola, the Isur is with the Rove, no?
It's a similar kind of story. I mean, Lefum Miyato, if it's like you're saying, then you have
then to, Rambam makes no sense. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
So obviously the Rashi is not saying like that. So once you have that
I don't think so. Well, let's see the other Rambam and we'll get back to that. But I happen to
it works in what is Arjun saying works anywhere else.
Why is it Ruba Lassa Kamon?
Because you have Ruba Lassa Kamon, that the Easter should be in a smaller piece. What?
Why is it Ruba
Lassa Kamon? The Easter is not in the 40. The Easter is not in the 40. That's like looking at it like the Easter is not in the 40. There's no need for Bittul. No Sfaras on Bittul. Once you have that, the Easter is not there. The Easter is not in the 40. The Chazakah that we have from the Rash would tell you that the Easter is not present in the 40.
Well, the Rash is called the
Gemara. Well, let's see. But that's my inclination. I hear what you're saying, but the Rash is quoting the same Gemara as the Rambam, Isur Beruba Isa. Okay, let's see the other Rambam. Let's see the other Rambam. Now, before we get to the Rambam, the Ravid. So the Ravid says that this doesn't make any sense. Why? V'adam rinan Isur Beruba Isa, that which the Rambam said, Isur Beruba Isa. You didn't think the Rambam said it, so it wouldn't be a problem. But anyway, that which the Rambam... I'm joking, I understand, sorry. At which the Rambam said, Yisur beruba isa, nami lesa de Shmuel Rav Yehuda pligi adirav de sfira lehachi. In other words, what's the Ravid saying? Yes, Rav holds the svara of Yisur beruba isa, but we don't paskin like Rav. Who do we paskin like? Shmuel and Rav Yehuda. We don't actually paskin like Shmuel either, but the way the Ravid sets it up, there's two opinions against Rav, and therefore we don't paskin like Isur Beruba Isa. So according to the Ravid, it's Aser. We don't hold of Isur Beruba Isa. We say called a Parish Meruba Parish. And the Rambam is wrong. The way the Rambam, in other words, the way the Ravid sets up the Sugya is the way intuitively we would say it. There's two svars you could say. You could say Isur Beruba Isa, or you could say called a Parish Meruba Parish. How do we paskin? Called a Parish Meruba Parish. Memela, we don't paskin like Isur Beruba Isa. The Rambam's wrong. Now, the Rambam obviously didn't look at it that way, because the Rambam also paskins like called a Parish Meruba Parish. In Hilchos Trumos, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, the very case that we mentioned before, Nisar V'chavis. This is talking about a chavis stuma, so therefore it's chatichor l'skabed. Bekuf nun chavios, v'niftachu mehen mea, notel mehen kidei dimua, chavis achas, v'shose hamea, v'sharach hamishim asuros, v'ein machzikin la'osa ha'chavis shel truma shehi berov. We don't assume that the iser is beruba isa. Why? Because... She doesn't actually tell you the reason, but presumably because of what the Gemara says, because we assume instead, kol de parish meruba parish. So the Rambam paskins both halachos. He paskins isur beruba isa, and he also paskins kol de parish meruba parish. The Ravid says that's a stira. Now, this halacha, the halacha from Hilchos Trumos, sounds like the halacha in Simen Kuf Aleph, in which case you would think you'd have to be machmir here. So how are you miyashev the stira in the Rambam? So the Lecha Mishnah asks the question, and he says, by tres sfeikos we say Isura Beruba Isa, and by chad sfeika we say kol de parish meruba parish. Case of Trumos is one safek. In the case of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it's two. And that's his answer. And the Gra cites the Lecha Mishnah, and more or less seems to accept the Lecha Mishnah, and that's why the Gra says the Rash is wrong because of the Lecha Mishnah. In other words, the Rambam's right, the Lecha Mishnah's right, and the Rambam's against the Rash, because if you understand the Rambam like the Lecha Mishnah, then the Rash is wrong, and therefore he rejects the Rambam. Okay. Now, another way that you might explain the Rambam is, and this is, I think, what Avi mentioned, and Seder, was that the Ram, we paskin like Rav Oshia, and we also paskin like Rav, and the Rambam thought they're low pligi, It's not because one suffix versus two sveikos. Rather, it's a much more basic difference, which is when it's shayach kol deparish meruba parish, so then we say kol deparish meruba parish. But there isn't always a pirish. So in the first halach on the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it's explicitly a case of pirish in the Gemara, and also in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Nisarvu b'meya v'nischalku. So if it's called a parish, if it's, if it's shayach called a parish, we say called a parish. That's the gzeres hakasa, for whatever reason, is we always say called a parish if you have parish. But in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, you don't have any of them being parish. It's nischalku, they separated, right? There is nothing about which we could say called a parish, meruba parish, because there was no parish. They simply got divided.
It's hard to say about the fish, though.
Well, when I didn't say anything about the fish, because the Rambam didn't talk about fish. Wait. I'm not talking about Shachanar. Right now, Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Yishuv is that when you say Sur Beruba Isa, when there's no parish. When do you say called a parish? When there's parish. That's what the Rambam holds. So that's a simple resolution in the Rambam. And therefore, there's no machlokas between Rav Oshia and Rav in the Gemara. Now, if that answer, if that answer is correct, so that would not explain the Rash. Right? Because the Rash is Mako, even when L'chora you have Parish, he's still applying the rule of Isura Beruba Isa. So that could explain the Rambam, but it would not explain the Rash. So that leaves us then with a bit of a stira within the Shulchan Aruch. Right? On the one hand, the Rama presumably accepts the Rash in Siman Kuf Aleph. The Rash seems to be like the Ravid against the Rambam. But he also paskins like the Rash over here. So how could we be miyashe for the Rama? So Avi suggested that the question basically is, it depends what your question is. If it's a question of location, for example, where is the Isser? Is it in the bowl, rove, or is it in the pot, the miyot? So then we say, Isura beruba isa, because our question is, where is it? We assume it's berov. But if it's a question of something happening, which barrels were opened, so then we say, kol deparish meruba parish. It's sort of like that Marai said over there, that it's not even over there, it's not even parish, right? Just it's things being opened, it's things being chopped up. But kol de nishtana meruba nishtana. So that's the question. The question is, anytime our fundamental question is, where is the Isser? Not what happened, but where is it? So then we have the right to say, we follow Rove, Alpi Rove. The Isser's in the 60, not in the 40. And that's the svar of the Rash. Whereas in Siman Kuf Aleph, our question isn't, where is the Isser? Our question is, was it Piresh? Right? What happened? Did something happen? If something happened, we always have to assume that whatever happened, happened to the majority, and not happen to the minority. It's a subtle distinction.
What's the difference between something happening and something or them moving?
So it's really a halachic question. In other words, if our halachic question is, where is it? We're not what happened, but where is it? So then that's not a question that forces us to formulate the question in terms of parish, right, or what happened. And therefore, we have the right to rely on Rove. What's forcing...
Why, though? I mean, either it left or it didn't leave. Either it was parish or it wasn't parish.
But that's not our question. Our question is, is not whether it was parish or not. Our question is, where is it? Is it... Let's say we stop for a moment, right? Where is it? Is it with the 60 or is it with the 40? That's our fundamental question. In other words, when addressing a halachic question, you always have to go back to... figure out what is the question in its most basic formulation. And since here, that's a question of where is it?
But in all the cases in Zvan, where we call the parish, all we're doing then is we're moving a bunch of animals. So apparently there are cases of location where you ask called the parish.
In the cases of Zvachim, so it really is Piresh.
Yeah. you have a time of sin, and all it's doing is moving. So all you're asking is it within?
You're saying there too we should ask. No, so notice what gives me the right to say over there. The question is, was this Porish Min Harov, right?
Yeah.
And over here, I don't say that. What do you say? Your question, your answer.
And the only thing you could say is that you always could say called a parish. It's just that in cases of
a parish, you're forced
to
say
a location where it moves into two separate groups. You prefer to say Yisrael Ruvi for some reason. But that's
what. Say that again.
That you could say called a parish whenever you want, but if you could say either, we prefer to say Yisrael Ruvi Yisrael.
We have no choice over there but to ask what happened. So. You're allowed to assume rov unless you're forced to say kol de parish. That's what you're saying.
Somehow, but there's too much missing.
All right. Give you something to work on over Shabbos. So we'll pick up Ezra Hashem on Monday. Monday we will finish this siman for sure, maybe even start Kufches. I hope we will. Kufches is, just to give you a heads up, we're going to be doing, it's about Recha. And it's discussed both here and in Basar B'Chalav. The Beis Yosef is Mitzayin himself. So you should do the Beis Yosef over there. As sorry? What Simon? Simon? Sadi Zayin. Okay. So you should,
are we doing almost on Sadi Zayin?
No, just the Reach parts. And we will also talk about, when we do Recha, we'll also have a chance to talk about Zeah. So we'll do Recha and Zeya together, and in terms of the practical things, we'll talk all about the oven shilas, which is among
every
the most.
Shiloh.
Every shilas is a shila. Ovens, microwaves,
this
whatever.
Room.
This room. Okay, Shkayach.